Aidan, you must have been thrilled with that.
No, yeah, delighted, Mike. No, sir, they really couldn't have been happier, really.
I mean, that was almost plan A, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everything went perfect. Travel lovely. Ryan had her in a lovely position and won very nicely, Mike.
Was there any worry with the rain overnight? I mean, she seemed to go through it absolutely perfect. Didn't seem to be any sort of problem at all.
Yeah, no, we were worried, obviously. All our form was on good, fast ground last year, and this was our first run on that kind of ground this year. So we were worried, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. But, no, delighted with the outcome, really.
Obviously, she's won three terrific guineas, and then she's won the Oaks, and now she's won this. When, realistically, did you think she might be special and might be up to this sort of stuff?
Yes, sure, I suppose she was very good last year, and she was a Galileo filly, so you'd imagine and hope that she was always going to get better. She was very good through the winter and trained very well in the spring and very impressive in the guineas, like you said, and then delighted with her in the Oaks. And then today was her first run back after a break after the Oaks, so with the autumn campaign in mind.
I'm willing to assure the guineas in hindsight probably seems a nice bonus because she's a middle distance filly, end of story, isn't she?
She is, yeah. We always thought that that's what she was, that middle distance were going to be her trip, that she was going to be comfortable at. So I suppose the way she won the guineas, like obviously she had to be very good.
Next up, Paris.
Yeah, that was the plan if everything went well, if there were the four races that were on her agenda for the first part of the year, and then we could see after that. But so it was great that she got to run today and came through us, and hopefully she'll be okay in the next week. And if everything is, that's what we'd be thinking of, I think.
I mean, prayer that's out, obviously, for everybody, because Paris can come up beautifully in the first weekend in October, but as we all know, it can come up a bog as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the reason why the lads let her run today. Ryan suggested that at least we'd know what she would be like on softer ground, and good to soft in York. Obviously, everyone knows can be kind of softer than anywhere else because it's deep kind of black soil. So I know we were delighted with the outcome.
And obviously then, are you thinking breeders from there, or do you take it one stage at a time? Is this a horse that might try and conquer the world in the autumn?
Yeah, I think one step at a time. But like you said, if she was probably going to go again after the Ark, it would be the breeders, I would imagine.
Where does she sit in the pecking order of three-year-old fillies that have been through your glorious hands over the years, Aidan? She must be in the top drawer, isn't she?
Yeah, I think I don't think we might have ever had a better filly than her. I don't know. It's when you're that close to me, you don't want to be dreaming. But I think she's been kind of like very, very extra special all the way. And I think she looks one of those very special fillies.